Marco Rubio roasts clown Cuban diplomat defending Venezuelan drug trafficking. By Christian K. Caruso on November 19, 2025. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Tuesday posted an animated GIF image of a clown in response to Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Perilla after the communist official accused him of being a corrupt and compulsive liar. Rodriguez Perilla leveled his accusations against Rubio in a social media post complaining about alleged lies from the U.S. State Department, which, according to the Cuban foreign minister, is trying to justify military aggression against Venezuela with false pretexts under Rubio's corrupt and compulsive liar leadership. In full view of everyone and with the support of the media, they seek to normalize and legitimize an attack against a sovereign nation, Rodriguez Perilla's message read. As a dishonest ploy, they seek to implicate the legitimate Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, in drug trafficking and terrorism, two serious international scourges that have only been promoted in this region by the U.S. government, its intelligence and drug agencies, and by figures associated with all those politicians in Florida who are calling for an attack on Venezuelan territory, he continued. Rubio responded to the Cuban foreign minister's accusations with the GIF image of a clown. The communist Castro regime, echoing its fellow ideological peer and key ally, the Venezuelan socialist Maduro regime, claims that the United States seeks to carry out an invasion of Venezuela to oust dictator Nicolás Maduro from power and steal Venezuela's natural resources. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Iván Gil, on behalf of Maduro, thanked his Cuban counterpart for the message of support in a post published on his official Telegram account. "We appreciate your courageous exposure of the vile actions of the U.S. Secretary of State, who attempts to justify, through lies and absurd pretexts, an aggression against Venezuela and our free and sovereign people," Gil's message read. "This strategy seeks to divert attention from the corruption that permeates the U.S. government, where drug trafficking and terrorism are its main drivers. Venezuela and Cuba will continue to defend the truth and the right to self-determination of our peoples," he continued. Rodriguez Perilla has dedicated extensive efforts to issue unfounded accusations against SEC Rubio throughout the year, particularly in recent months since the start of the United States military operations in Caribbean international waters against drug cartels operating in the region. Last week, Rodriguez Perilla accused SEC Rubio of lying to the G7 group of nations to justify the United States military's presence in the Caribbean and the supposed threats of Venezuela against the U.S. Fallacies are their only recourse to justify disproportionate, extraordinary military deployment, mobilized under false pretexts, with which they have carried out extrajudicial executions in international waters, in serious violation of international law, Rodriguez Perilla wrote at the time. It resorts to the bicentennial and discredited Monroe Doctrine, calling on its allies not to interfere in the affairs of its hemisphere, he continued. In October, speaking to the Associated Press, Rodriguez Perilla condemned Rubio, claiming that the U.S. presence in the Caribbean is the result of an alleged personal agenda by Rubio. According to the Cuban official, Rubio is allegedly promoting policies that do not align with the so-called peace mandate of President Donald Trump. "The current Secretary of State was not born in Cuba, has never been to Cuba, and knows nothing about Cuba," Rodriguez Perilla said in the interview. "But he has a very personal and corrupt agenda that he is pursuing, which seems to be sacrificing the national interests of the United States in order to advance this very extremist approach." Secretary Rubio is Cuban-American and was raised in the Cuban exile community, which the Castro regime regularly disparages as an illegitimate and mafia entity. In October, the Department of State held a social media campaign countering the Castro regime's decades-long claims that the U.S. embargo is the cause for the precarious, near-collapse state of Cuba when, in reality, it is the result of over six decades of disastrous communist policies. The Department of State launched the social media campaign in the days leading to 2025's yearly UN resolution demanding an end to the embargo. While the United States and Israel have historically voted against the yearly embargo UN resolutions, this year's resolution notably saw Israel, Argentina, Hungary, Paraguay, North Macedonia, and Ukraine join the United States in voting against the resolution. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.